everybody. Welcome to the Pac-Man Podcast, Patriotic American Citizen. I'm Ted Flint on the BMG Network. It is the day after St. Patrick's Day, and I don't know what it was this year. We had the most fun we've ever had on a St. Patrick's Day. Maybe it's because it was on a Saturday, and we could actually celebrate it. We went to the parade in Hoosick Falls, as we do each year, and we had a ball. I'm telling you, I have one son. My youngest is 9, coming 10, and he really makes the holidays at the same time special, but, you know, hectic. He kind of drives us. He's kind of a perfectionist. He wants things a certain way, and he drives the rest of us, but he loves to celebrate every holiday, and we just had a blast at the St. Paddy's Day Parade. It was a half an hour long in Hoosick Falls, and some local dignitaries, some politicians were there, and it was just a great time. My son got about 2 pounds of candy, which is not a good thing. But anyway, we had a great time, and the corned beef and cabbage, my wife made 2 corned beefs because we have a large family and everybody loves corned beef, and we ran the gamut. It was a good time. Hope you and yours had a good time as well. I'm going to be bouncing around here. There's so much happening at breakneck speed, and I just want to begin first by somebody had put this on X, and it was Dave Ramsey, who's a money guy. I don't know if you listen to Dave Ramsey. He's an investment guy. He knows a lot about investing and money and the like, and maybe I should seek his services. But he's very good at what he does. He's not too political. I think he's probably a conservative based on what I'm about to read to you. I don't like to read things verbatim, but this is just so good I couldn't pass it up. It's a couple of minutes long, so bear with me. Dave Ramsey. He said, "This morning I realized that everything is about to change. No matter how I vote, no matter what I say, lives are never going to be the same. I've been confused by the hostility of family and friends. I look at people I've known all my life so hate-filled that they agree with opinions they would never express as their own. I think I may well have entered the Twilight Zone. You can't justify this insanity. We have become a nation that has lost its collective mind. We see other countries going socialist and collapsing, but it seems like a great idea to us. Somehow it's un-American for the census to count how many Americans are in America. People who say there is no such thing as gender are demanding a female president. Universities that advocate equality discriminate against Asian Americans in favor of Black Americans. Some people are held responsible for things that happened before they were born, and other people are not held responsible for what they are doing right now. Criminals are caught and released to hurt more people, but stopping them is bad because it's a violation of their rights. People who have never owned slaves should pay slavery reparations to people who have never been slaves. After legislating gender, if a dude pretends to be a woman, you are required to pretend with him. It was cool for Joe Biden to blackmail the president of Ukraine, but it's an impeachable offense if Donald Trump asks about it. People who have never been to college should pay the debts of college students or college graduates who took out huge loans for their degrees. Immigrants with tuberculosis and polio are welcome, but you'd better be able to prove your dog is vaccinated. Irish doctors and German engineers who want to immigrate to the U.S. must go through a rigorous vetting process, but any illiterate gangbanger who jumps the southern fence is welcomed. $5 billion for border security is too expensive, but $1.5 trillion for free health care is not. If you cheat to get into your college, you go to prison, but if you cheat to get into the country, you go to college for free." And pointing out all this hypocrisy somehow makes us racists. Nothing makes sense anymore. No values, no morals, no civility, and people are dying of a Chinese virus. But it's racist to refer to it as a Chinese virus, even though it began in China. We are clearly living in an upside-down world where right is wrong and wrong is right, where moral is immoral and immoral is moral, where good is evil and evil is good, where killing murderers is wrong, but killing innocent babies is right. Wake up, America. The great unsinkable ship, Titanic America, has hit an iceberg, is taking on water, and is sinking fast. That is every word of it true from Dave Ramsey. And, you know, the Bible talks about the end times. when things are going to be upside down. And he clearly states it, right is wrong and wrong is right. Not in God's eyes. Wrong is still wrong. Sin is still sin. And we are a fallen nation. We are a fallen world. And we're paying for it. We're paying for that sin. All right. One of the most underreported, basically the story is not reported at all. A federal district court judge, upheld by a unanimous appellate panel, found the Biden White House and the FBI committed one of the gravest attacks on the First Amendment in decades. They coerced big tech to censor dissent online, which Dave Ramsey was speaking to part of it. The Twitter files was not the first reporting to prove that the Biden administration was doing this, but it was the most significant given how much evidence is presented. Corporate outlets united like herd animals to implore the public to ignore it. Nothing here, nothing behind the curtain. The reason this story is underreported is, to me, obvious. The mainstream media, some would call it the legacy media, fake news basically, support the federal government's attacks on our First Amendment. The media is all in with it. They don't want political dissent. They want to crack down on political dissent. They want the government to crack down on it. That's what they do in communist countries. We are becoming a communist nation. This story went virtually unreported in 2023. It was a huge story. And as I said to people in my line of work at the Assembly in New York State, there is a remnant. The Bible talks about a remnant, and there is a remnant in this country that will not let the communist menace take over. Everybody's all ginned up about this election in November, as well they should be. But you know what? You got to pay attention to what's happening at your local school board. I've said this before. In your local town, village, and county. Know who's running for those seats. Know where they stand on every single issue, on spending, on taxation, on liberty. Because it's important. It's important who gets elected president, obviously. But I think it's more important who gets elected at the local level and at the state level, in Congress, the congressional level, the Senate and the House of Representatives. Yes, the president plays an important role in all this, the executive. But pay attention to what's happening. I think more people are, frankly. I think a lot of folks are realizing what's happening. Trump is beating Biden in most every poll. In all the seven states he needs to win, he's leading in every single state, some by more than others. But I know the Democrats are going to try to steal it like they stole the 2020 election. There is ample evidence to prove that that election was stolen from Donald Trump. I'm not going to go into it. I've done it before. National hosts do it. He will be reelected again. Not elected again, reelected again. So elected basically for a third time, in my view. All right, I want to end here. It's not going to be a long show tonight. There's a lot going on here in the Flint household I got to get to. McDonald's is, and not just McDonald's, but all fast foods. It seems like every restaurant and eating establishment has just jacked up their prices. They've had to because of the inflation. Prices are rising. And people actually are turning to social media. I'm not one of them, but a lot of folks go online and find where there are good deals. This creator from Texas, her name is Liella. She shared a McDonald's deal on TikTok, got millions of views. It's a $12 dinner box. I've never heard of it. I don't eat much that often at McDonald's. It's not listed on the menu. It contains a hefty meal for a steal. At a drive-thru, this Liella asked for the dinner box. She was curious after a suggestion from a commenter. So the box included two cheeseburgers, four small fries, 10 chicken nuggets, and two Big Macs for just over $12. Now, just the two Big Macs are about $12. So Liella advised her viewers, again, over a million hits on this, to ask for the dinner box since it's not on the menu and mentioned it does not include drinks. Well, I mean, you know, buy the drinks separately. Or, you know, drink your own water. You want to save money. I never get drinks going out. If I go to a restaurant, we order water. On special occasions, we get drinks. Anyway, the availability and price of the dinner box vary by location. I live in New York. Everything is more expensive here because we live in a one-party state ruled by the Democrat Party. Some viewers are unable to find the deal at their local McDonald's. That may be the case. We have the McDonald's at the legislative office building moved out because I guess the rent was too high. So comments from different states showed a wide range of prices for the dinner box, $22 in Ohio to $27 in good old New York, the People's Republic of New York. Some couldn't even get a single meal for $12. So, I mean, if you're interested, again, this dinner box, Business Insider once reported the dinner box as a potential loss leader for McDonald's. And this Liella, responding to criticism about fast food, emphasized the value for large families and her desire to help others find deals. I mean, in this day and age, you've got to be able to find deals where you can, because you're not going to find them at the grocery store or major supermarkets. Although I think a lot of people are finally getting wise and buying the like the Hannaford brands or the local brands rather than buying the name brands. You can't buy name brand cereal. You want to pay $6 and $7 for a box of cereal? Get the Hannaford Rice Krispies or the Hannaford Raisin Bran for $2 or $2.99. People are really wising up to that, and they're saving money. You have to save it where you can, all right? Thank you very much, folks, for tuning us in. And before we go any further, let me remind you to hit that like button. Hit subscribe. We need subscribers here to this program, the Pac-Man Podcast, with me, Ted Flint. We do this at least once a week. We like to anyway, time permitting. And check out all the fine programming we have for you on the BMG Network. We have this program. We have Adrian Ross's show. We have my daughter Madeline's show, The Essentials, with Maddie Flint, and a host of fine other shows. And some columns up there, too, courtesy of yours truly, under the PAC perspective. So check them all out, the BMGnetwork.com. If you want to contact me directly, it's Pacman, P-A-C-M-A-N, at the BMGnetwork.com, all lowercase. And the next time we do a show, I want to talk about Aaron Rodgers. You know, Aaron Rodgers was talked about as a potential VP candidate. He was going to run with Bobby Kennedy. Bobby Kennedy Jr. was thinking of Aaron Rodgers, one of the possibilities. I guess that's not going to happen now. And the Jets weren't happy that Rodgers even thought about it, because he's not officially retired. He is going to be 40 years old, but he still plays for the Jets. So we'll talk about that on the next program. I wanted to mention Fannie Willis, too, and I forgot to, but this woman here is shameless, shameful. And this Fannie ruling, somebody put up on X, and one of my colleagues emailed it to me. This should be the final black pill. Elections are not going to win this. This country is too far gone. This woman lied under oath. So that's perjury. She laundered money. That's a violation of campaign laws. Those are felony violations. But she's allowed to continue her witch hunt against Donald Trump. She campaigned on getting him, like this woman we have here as AG in New York, Letitia James, campaigned on getting Donald Trump. This is unbelievable. This is going on. This is what, again, what Dave Ramsey was referencing. Our government is lawless. And, you know, how long before the rest of society follows suit? We don't want that. We want our government to be lawful. They expect us to follow the laws they enact. They have to follow them. That's how a constitutional republic works. So Fannie Willis, a strange way to end the program, but I think that we're going to end it there. Thank you very much again for tuning us in. And if the Lord wills it, we will talk to you soon.
The Pac-Man Podcast was produced and edited in the BMG studio. Music by Kevin MacLeod. For more episodes of the Pac-Man Podcast, go to the BMGnetwork.com or go to the BMG Network on Facebook. And be sure to tune into the next episode of the Pac-Man Podcast with Ted Flint.